Between now and the end of September, there is a great exhibit right outside of our broadcast studios, Blind and Visual Rehabilitative Services of Pittsburgh is having an exhibit that celebrates neighborhoods as seen by artists. It's part of the Community Transitions program that's taking place. It's a block party. Hannah, tell me a bit about the program.
So we spend a lot of time doing a really wide variety of activities, and Mary is actually in the program next to us, so she doesn't get to do everything with us, but she loves to participate in anything that we can get her in on. She is very helpful, and we do lots of painting. We like to put glitter on everything we can get our hands on. We like to really take something artistic and make it into something functional, because I really find that that's a really wonderful way to appreciate art and something that you can use every day. So we try to get our hands in everything with our clients, and we really get them in there and put them to work, you know?
Well, there's some beautiful works of art there, and although the exhibit is just opening, I've had lots of questions from people. Can I buy this? Who made this?
We want to sell anything that is not nailed down, basically.
Well, that's great. Yeah. Mary, tell me about some of the art that you made.
A mega vase.
What did you do to it?
Paint it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And did you choose certain colors that
yes.
you liked? Or tell me a little bit about why you made it and how you made it.
Because this is for an art show, and I like being included.
Yes, she does. And when we got here, what did we do with the vases?
Put in flowers in them.
And where are our flowers from?
In our garden.
We have a garden at BVRS, and the clients will help us plant the flowers. We watch them grow. We pay attention to them, and we clip them together, and Mary helped me arrange them in the vases. She's a very good helper.
So the flowers that people see came from you, too. So it's
yeah.
nice. You
mm-hmm.
have the vase as well, or the vase, as well as the flowers that are in there. That's really nice.
Yeah, it's nice yeah. to come full circle like that. You know, we planted them, and then we get to have them at our art show, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me the colors that you used on the vase?
Orange, mm-hmm. yellow, and green.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that sounds, I'm trying to picture what that looks like. That sounds beautiful, and those will go very well with the flowers that you have. It must be fun to paint and to make things so pretty.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Well, thank you for being here. And, Hannah, the exhibit continues clear through until the end of September. You can
mm-hmm.
just come to the Children's Museum.
Oh, yeah.
Stop into the theater just outside of our studios. And I'm looking outside of the window. And there's so many people looking at things now.
Yeah.
They're so beautiful. Is there anything else that you would like to say, Mary?
Thank you for having me.
It's been a pleasure having you, and thank you very
You're
much.
Great.
Well, we now have Paula, who is here. Hi, Paula.
Hi.
I'm glad you're here, and congratulations mm-hmm. on the art opening.
Yeah.
Can you tell me what you made for the show? What art did you make?
What kind of stuff do we like to work with, Paula? We like to do stuff with clay.
With clay.
Mm-hmm. What else do we do?
Color.
Mm-hmm. And we do this?
We do this?
No, we do what?
Paint.
That's right. We paint things.
I thought you were going to say painting.
Yeah.
Are there colors that you like?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what some of your favorite colors to work with are? When you paint, do you like to use certain colors?
Yeah.
What colors do you like, Paula?
Red, green,
mm-hmm.
blue.
And you like pink a lot, too. You wear a lot of pink.
Pink.
You would look very good in pink, although you're wearing black tonight
yeah.
since
yeah.
this is kind of a formal occasion.
Right.
Hannah is here with me, too, and the exhibit here at the Children's Museum runs through the end of December. It's opening night. It's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
There's really a big crowd of people here tonight, too. It must make you feel good that so many people have come here to see the nice art, Paula.
Aren't you glad that there's so many people here?
Yeah.
Okay, Paula, when you draw things, what kind of things do you like to draw?
People.
And what else?
Flowers.
Oh, yeah. She is very good at drawing flowers.
It's very nice to have both of those things, too, because they're natural. You know, they're people and flowers. People holding flowers would be nice, too. You've got a great smile,
doesn't
too.
She?
Yes, she does. Well, I hope people will come and look at your art. And how can people get more information about BVRS if they want to?
Yeah, absolutely. Blind and Vision Rehabilitation Services, we do have a Facebook page. And we also have our official page that people, I'm sure you could just Google, a simple Google search would be able to provide something. And we have listed our contact information all around. So if somebody comes to the show when we're not here, then you're welcome to contact us if there's anything you'd like to purchase or know more about. We've actually had some special orders tonight for cards.
And it's just like BVRS Pittsburgh. If you do a search on that, you'll be able to find it without any trouble whatsoever.
That's right.
And it's so nice to have you here, Paula. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Another artist here at the opening is Jamie. And how are you today, Jamie?
Good.
And can you tell me about some of the art that you made?
I made Andy Warhol table.
Yeah. I saw that table. It's beautiful.
We actually took a trip to the Warhol Museum. And Jamie is really excellent at drawing portraits of people and portraits of herself. So, Jamie, tell him what you were inspired by that you added to your portraits after we went to the museum.
I added the wrinkles on my face.
Underneath the eyes.
Underneath the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
In the, this part right here.
Yeah.
Oh, it's sort of a dim. I don't know if those are like the dimples and those little lines.
There was a photo of an old man with very wrinkly underneath his eyes, and it inspired her, and she has never added that kind of detail into her portraits before until she saw it at the museum.
I've seen that table, and it's beautiful. What did you, how did you draw it? How did you make it?
I made it with pencil.
And did it take a lot of tries to get it right?
Yeah, it did. And not that much.
It sounds like you're a natural, that you're very good at doing this. Then how did you give it color?
I got the color because they gave me the color. Paint.
Yeah, you painted on top of it, on top of the pencil, right?
Yeah, I did.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. It really, I love that table. And that table may have been bought. I'm not sure.
Oh, really?
It is.
Yeah.
Did it get bought?
I think so. Somebody said that. I think Miss Dawn said that.
Oh, my goodness. You're already selling art like crazy. Okay, so you should tell him what kind of other art projects that you like to make all the time.
I like to make paper CDs.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
I print them off the internet, and sometimes I draw them.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. We do that a lot here, too.
Right.
Do.
What else do you make out of paper?
Make duct tape pants and yarn out of yarn, but I didn't finish them yet.
You did sew a pair of pants with Laura, right?
Yeah, I did.
She's been working on the sewing machine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I got a sewing machine at home.
You're very interesting because you like to make things that are very pretty and have a lot of art, but it seems like you like to make useful things too, like a table or like a CD label, things that people can really use,
things. So like the round things of the CDs that you put on your radio.
Those things. Yeah.
And she likes to be inspired by some of the bands that she likes and mimic their art, their album art cover, which is very cool.
Yeah, like Mars Volta.
That's excellent.
Yeah. What other kind of stuff do you make 3D out of paper? What kind of other?
I made a radio.
You made a radio?
Well, you've got my attention now.
Right?
How did you make your radio?
I made it out of paper at Western Psych.
Yeah.
I made it.
Yeah.
And is it,
form it. They made
is it three-dimensional or flat?
It's three-dimensional, like 3D, like you can see the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like that right there.
Oh, very, very cool. I love it.
Yeah.
Anything that looks like a radio makes me happy.
Right?
Yeah, it does.
Well, it sounds like you really love to make art, and it must be fun. Do you ever help other people make art? Because I'll bet you are good at it.
I think so.
Jamie's pretty good at getting an idea and running with it. So she gets very, very focused, and all she needs is the right materials, and she is just off like the wind, and she works really, really hard, and she's not done until she's done.
It sounds like you can, you could probably work for a long, long time without stopping if you wanted to or if you could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad that you're here tonight, and congratulations on the work that you've done. You're really quite an artist, and there have been so many nice compliments on that table that I've heard since the opening here. So congratulations. People love you.
Okay.
I'm so proud that you sold your table. That's so
cool.
Thank
you.
And everything that is sold goes back into our program and will be used for more supplies and anything that benefits them. So I think that's another really awesome thing.
Yeah, and Hannah mentioned
awesome.
you can see the artists here at the Children's Museum and the gallery right outside of our studios, and we'll be here through the end of September. Come
my
in,
birthday's coming up in September 1st.
What? September 3rd. My wedding anniversary is in September. It's on the 10th.
What a happening month here.
Yeah, it's a big month. How old are you going to be on September
23 3rd? 23 years old.
Well, happy early birthday to you.
Thank you.
I hope it's a good one. And I'm so glad that we're able to talk together tonight. Congratulations on your art, Jamie.
Congratulations to you, too.
Thank you.
Say thank you.
Thank you.
And there you have it. You can see and enjoy the art through the end of September, and it's all here right outside of our studios at the Children's Museum of Pittsburgh.